Tobias Sieber is a financial advisor at MLP Finanzberatung SE. Today, we talk about financial education as a benefit for international employees. So Tobias, a very warm welcome to Business Talk. I'm Kudam. It's a pleasure for us to have you here.
Yeah, nice to be with you. And yeah, thanks for inviting me.
Great. So I would suggest let's start right away with the first question. So Tobias, you are coaching businesses in the name of MLP Finanzberatung SE. Can you explain what MLP AG is known for?
Our mission is basically to motivate people to think about their finance. So that means everyone should have an interest, like being healthy, having a good family, having time for hobbies or the job. And so sometimes it's more effective to think about money for 1 hour than working a whole year. So this is not from me, this is someone who was very famous and so, but I like this, and it's really, it sometimes only takes 1 hour. That's what we like. So we want to motivate people to speak about finance, to think about finance. And as MLP, we got the means to look at the whole market to get the best product to serve the needs of the people. So that's basically what we do.
Sounds good. So you're offering financial advisement to English-speaking employers in Germany, especially IT professionals. How did you find the niche in that business?
It was a coincidence or by a task from one of my private clients who was in controlling with IBM. And we've known each other for several years. And he liked the way I managed his finance and his insurance package. And he got the role of chief financial officer in an IT company in Berlin and asked me if I could provide this service for his new company as well. Because his company was already offering a company pension, but it was a German insurance company with a German representative. So, and he said, no, he's a nice guy, but he said, I don't like his products because he preferred other products he knew from my service. And he said, nobody understands this guy in my company because 90% of people are not from Germany. And so basically I first thought, oh, that's nice. That's a quick win. I can, have this company as a partner, but he said, no, we should take our time and make this a good project because he had a very professional background. And he forced me to go through a process of having test consultancies, of requesting the employees what they need. They had many people who wanted to be involved in the company. And so it took us about 6 months of preparation time before we got our concept up and running. But then it's quite easy when you ask people what they want and then present it to them. Everyone was happy, and so the investment of time and work was worth it. And that's so it was a special task. And I enjoyed it a lot, and I felt the need of these people, and they were very thankful for my advice. And what better applause can you get when someone says thank you for your help?
Absolutely, and it sounds actually pretty awesome. So German work law is indeed pretty difficult, especially compared to other countries. So is there a great demand for financial advisement for foreign employers?
Oh yes, it's already complicated for Germans. Many pupils ask their schools for offering financial advice. And because people coming from different parts of the world have got different expectations, different knowledge. And for example, when you explain to a Brazilian the private liability insurance, Privathaftpflichtversicherung, what everyone should have, he says, well, there's no private liability insurance in Brazil. There is not such a product. So, and that's what I like about my job, I have to be very flexible, because sometimes there are 8 different people from 8 different countries, and they got totally different background, and so but this is very challenging, and until now I always found a way to explain the situation to each of them, and basically to enable people to take a decision, because you have to in your life, you have to take a decision, and that's what I see as my role.
So then you probably also learn quite a lot about cultural differences, right? It must be absolutely amazing and interesting.
Yes, and I learn a lot from each talk. Normally I do group meetings with 8 to 10 people, and so they exchange their views. And for example, in France, I've learned in France, women, they got more children than Germans. So on average, the French women got 2 children per woman. In Germany, it's 1.5. So we are a declining population, and our population is growing older. And one employee said, oh, do you know why in France there are so many children? I said, yes, the school system is prepared for this. Yes, I say. In France, a woman, a mother, can retire at the age of 50 or 55 when they got 3 children or more.
Wow, okay.
I said, oh, that's a clever thing. So so that's an incentive which works in France. I don't know if it would work in Germany, but that is only one example. So I'm happy to learn every day and to find out the most difficult or the answers to the most difficult questions, because that's my promise since 18 years at MLP, that no matter what questions my clients have regarding insurances or investments, I can find the answer. So in 18 years, I did not have one question I could not answer, not at once. Maybe 70% of the question I can answer straight away. For 20%, we got our MLP knowledge base, and for 10%, I have to ask some colleagues, and sometimes it takes a while. But and that gives me a lot of security in always getting the information which is needed.
Let's talk about experts in Germany. Do they have any special needs?
Yes. First of all, when people come to Germany, they need a visa, they need to register, they need a place to live. Sometimes they need a school for their children or Kita. And so there's a lot of work for the HR department. And in some parts I can help. In some parts it's a lot of work, but there are also different expectations. For example, people coming from the United States, they expect a lot more from the company in case of insurances, packages, benefits, than people coming from other companies.
Interesting. So companies are looking for to win the war on talents. Can't financial advisement be used as benefit for the employer?
Yes, I think so. Because enabling the people to have a good start in Germany, it makes absolutely sense to put a working welcome package into the onboarding process. So in the companies I work with, they get a basic information, what insurances in Germany you should have or you could have or are nice to have. So just to give them an orientation and then work around the individual needs. So that can make their life much easier because they have to look for an apartment and maybe learn German. And so if they at least say, okay, the financial situation and the insurance package is fine, they've got one problem less to think about.
Tobias, I know that you are offering online consultation or online advice, but is it also possible to book you for personal meetings?
Yeah, when I started my job, 100% was personal meetings. So I went into the companies, had group meetings, and also people could book me. So I had one day in each company, so people could book me for an hour and get my advice like a doctor, like a general doctor. Now, as I work in the IT companies, video consultancy is a normal situation, and I'm very glad to be able to offer my service online as well. So sharing screens, showing tools, sharing notes, and of course having the personal face-to-face is a good help. But sometimes it's important to meet personally, especially when there are more complicated issues or people want to buy an apartment in Berlin or in Germany. It's also easier to include the partner. So I visit my clients at their homes or at a cafe. So I like Berlin I do a cafe consultant, put out my laptop and my iPad, and I can basically do the consultancy in a cafe or wherever, could be in a pub or whatever, I don't know. There aren't many places where I didn't have consultations so far, and that's what I like about the job.
Okay, great. So Tobias, it was lots of fun to learn more about your business. So thank you very much for the interview.
Yeah, thank you.